This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. American employers scaled back hiring last month as the pandemic got worse. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
For a fifth straight month, hiring was down, with employers adding just 245,000 jobs in November, the fewest since April.
It does appear that businesses perhaps have turned more cautious. We have seen rising caseloads, record caseloads of the coronavirus. We are starting to see some business closures and layoffs again.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group says the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. Good news in and of itself, but also a reflection that many people simply stopped looking for work and no longer count as unemployed. Fauché predicts even slower job growth and maybe losses before a coronavirus vaccine starts to help stabilize the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
This is a dire jobs report.
The president-elect says as coronavirus cases and deaths go up and restrictions are back in place, the economy is stalling and there's no time left to lose.
If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
The president-elect is also worried about confidence in a vaccine once it's approved.
My taking the vaccine and people seeing me take that vaccine is going to give some confidence.
Biden also says he has seen no detailed plan by the Trump administration to distribute the vaccine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The health officers in six San Francisco Bay Area counties have issued a new stay-at-home order as the number of virus cases surge and hospitals fill. The changes will take effect and last through January 4th. Dr. Chris Farnitano is the Contra Costa health officer.
I and other county health officers in the Bay Area don't think we can wait for the state's new restrictions to go into effect later this month. We must act swiftly to save as many lives as we can.
The order means restaurants will have to close both indoor and outdoor dining. Bars and wineries must close along with hair and nail salons and playgrounds. Retail stores and shopping centers can operate with just 20% capacity. Gatherings of any size with people outside of one's own household are banned. The Pentagon said Friday it is pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas, President Donald Trump has ordered the withdrawal of most U.S. troops in Somalia. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said in a statement Friday, a majority of the approximately 700 troops in Somalia will be pulled out in early 2021. The U.S. troops have been training and advising local forces that have been fighting the Al-Shabaab extremist group for years. Just last week, a Defense Department watchdog report said U.S. Africa Command considers Al-Shabaab to be Africa's most dangerous and imminent threat. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Tokyo Organizing Committee and Japan's national government say the cost of the postponement for the Tokyo Olympics could reach $2.8 billion. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The high figure is in line with estimates that have been made in Japan since the Olympics were postponed 8 months ago. About two-thirds of the costs are being picked up by two government entities, with the other one-third going to the privately funded organizing committee. The figure for coronavirus countermeasures is about $920 million and is being covered solely by the world's governments. The ballooning Tokyo costs could reinforce skepticism about holding the Olympics in the middle of a pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron has credited the good behavior of the French for a recent improvement in coronavirus numbers in the country. Macron praised his fellow countrymen before announcing that the coronavirus vaccine will only be administered across France after a transparent and expert evaluation. He cautioned French citizens not to let their guard down. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.